This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. The sun shone brilliantly down upon Kiwi Farm, and feelings of optimism were high. Oinky was counting down the days until the summer break and sleeps, and was pushing his team to get as much done before the farmhouse gets shut up for the summer. Nikki Sal was looking forward to the break desperately. The state of the farm's wealth and food stores was much, much worse than she could have ever imagined, and her calendar was festooned with large red X's as she too counted the days down, and her shapely pigkini and sensible sandals were already packed for a quick getaway. Winnie, Ben and Jonesy too were looking forward to the break, both heading home up north. The cray pots were out and the old donkey and bull were looking forward to days, whiled away on the beach, just letting the hours slip away. But not all animals were dreaming of such a restful break. Out towards the coast, upon a hilltop crested with lush native bush that looked out to the pristine ocean, was some of the most treasured pasture on all of Kiwi Farm. This was Kuni Kuni country, and a number of them could be seen heading down a track leading into the bush on the way to Tama's. Tama was the Kuni Svengali, who directed all actions of the Kuni Kuni. Whilst Deb and Dave fronted in the farmhouse and spoke with the sheep, it was Tama who really called all the shots. And judging by the kuni going bush, a hui had been called. The kuni all gathered in the bush just behind Tama's sty. A circle of rimu logs all enveloped by lush pongas with a prominent flat slab in the centre. The kuni gathered around, some singing and snouts pressed vigorously, and then Tama walked into the circle up upon the slab to address the growing crowd.
Kia ora, comrades, he started. I've gathered you all here to discuss our plans for the new year. We've achieved so much this year. Deb and Dave, the pups, all of you have represented us in the farmhouse, and you've done an admirable job in making sure we represent Kuni interests. But we must never lose sight of our true mission, brothers and sisters. We are here to put the kaal back into Kuni, comrades. Superiority by sympathy is our strength. Look at the kākoi, comrades. So many of the farm followed in support, but we cannot take their stupidity for granted. But we need to follow the masters of the Red Revolutions and keep our friends close and our enemies closer, and use sympathy and fear to forward the Kuni agenda. I accept we've had a setback with the coast in recent days, but do not let this deter us. Use this summer, comrades, to activate our kuni brothers and sisters and take the fight to Davy, Oinky, and those traitors, Winnie and Jonesy, next year. Comrades, Aotearoa Farm is ours. We've taken it once. We will take it again.
The circle erupted with shouts and cheers, snorts and squeals as they all clapped their trotters to Tama's emotive speech. It was then they broke into smaller groups, and Tama was seen leading Deb and Dave and the pups away to receive their assignments for the summer. It appears that unrest on Kiwi Farm was far from over. Meanwhile, hidden under the canopy in an old hollow log, watching on in silence, was Darth Prance, the Galway ewe. She was one of the most senior sheep of the farmhouse and was not much enamoured by any of the residents of the current administration. Since Napoleon's departure, she'd become more irascible than usual, Her base instincts were sharp, but she was one of the few on Kiwi Farm who was suspicious of the Kuni intentions, and how dangerous and cunning Tama truly was. She quietly slipped away, chilled by what she saw. This story was far from over. In fact, it was only just the beginning. Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Chook Radio.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.